This goes to Dr. Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, care of Masonic Pathways, fax 989-466-3008, regarding Jane Large, L-A-R-G-E, date of birth 3-2-1933. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a post-hospital follow-up for Mrs. Large, who was hospitalized in Alma from 9-7 to 9-10 of this month. She had anemia with GI bleeding after she had a tooth extraction, and they weren't sure if the blood from the tooth extraction caused her to vomit blood and also have dark stools. She actually is feeling much better. She did have an acute kidney injury at the time of hospitalization also. The creatinine level got as high as 2.4 on the date of admission, and then it has subsequently improved, and the most recent level is 1.27. That was 9:13 on the 3 days after discharge. She does come today in a wheelchair, and she does complain of increased edema since her diuretic was stopped in the hospital due to the very high creatinine levels and the presumed dehydration. It was Demodex and also metolazone. She has been scheduled for an urgent echocardiogram. That is scheduled for November 1st, but the date of that may be moved up sooner. And today she was seen by the nurse practitioner over at Masonic Pathways, and it was started on Bumex, 2 milligrams once a day, with potassium, 10 mil equivalent daily. But also in the hospital, she was started on spironolactone, 25 milligram once a day. So the potassium will need to be monitored closely, and labs will be checked 1 week after the initiation of these changes. She has been very strict about limiting fluid restriction to 55 ounces in 24 hours. She carefully follows a low-salt diet, and she does try to elevate her feet when she is sitting. She was seen by Dr. Fuente on 9-10 of 2023 for the creatinine increase, and he agreed that the diuretics should be stopped. She is feeling no shortness of breath today, although she is tired. But the edema of the lower extremities is her main complaint. No headaches or syncopal episodes. Minimal dyspnea on exertion. She's usually able to ambulate with a walker or cane, but generally uses a wheelchair when she comes to an office visit such as this. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Currently, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Her stools are generally darker, but she takes oral iron also, so she believes that is the oral iron. Her weight is actually down about 9 pounds from her previous visit, which was May 16th here. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and she does have edema of the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Xarelto was decreased from 15 milligram daily to 10 milligram daily also while she was hospitalized. And the spironolactone was started as well as now the Bumex and the potassium supplement. Physical examination. Weight 143 pounds. Pulse 65. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 64. Neck is supple. She has some jugular venous distension as well as muscle wasting. Inspiratory rails in bilateral bases, otherwise clear. Heart is irregular currently with a systolic murmur. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites. and 3+ edema of the lower extremities, right greater than left. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/13 of 2023. Creatinine improved at 1.27, estimated GFR is 40. Sodium, 133, potassium, 4.3, carbon dioxide, 23, calcium, 9.4. Her hemoglobin on 9/9 of 2023 was 10.0, normal white count, normal platelets. Magnesium was 2.3, phosphorus 2.7. Creatinine at that time was 1.19 with estimated GFR of 43. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels after the cessation of Demodex while hospitalized. But unfortunately, her edema has returned in the lower extremities due to the congestive heart failure. So a low-dose Bumex 2 mg daily was started with low-dose potassium 10 mL equivalent daily and the Aldactone 25 mg daily. She will be having an echocardiogram by November 1st, hopefully sooner, and she'll see her cardiologist for follow-up. She should continue her fluid restriction, 55 ounces in 24 hours, and the low-sodium diet very strictly. And we will continue to have monthly lab studies done, although she should have them weekly until we know that the potassium won't be too high while she's on the spironolactone. Then after things have stabilized, monthly lab studies should be sufficient. And we will have a follow-up visit with her in this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.